Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. And of course, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get the latest updates on the show. We're still trying to get connected with former Secretary of State Chris Kobach. I do want to share something with you. I don't know if you've heard about this story yet or not. It's just yet another example of the woke identity politics that is going around these days. But I don't know if you've heard this. I don't know, Dave, if you've heard this little bit story about the Asian carp. And I know you're going to say, what's the Asian carp?
Yeah, what's an Asian carp?
Okay, well, John, it's a carp from Asia.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that explanation.
See how this works. It's pretty logical. It's an Asian carp, but... So this story came from Newsmax, and it's just a perfect example of how identity politics and how the left has just gone totally insane with nothing is, you know, talk about politically correctness just gone way afield. So the Missouri River and its million-dollar fishing industry is under immediate threat as an increasing population of the invasive Asian carp is causing other fish species to decrease dramatically. Apparently, Asian carp can grow up to 100 pounds and are voracious eaters that can consume up to 40% of their body weight of plankton per day. So it's a big fish, basically. It's a big fish. This creates a direct competition, obviously, with the river's natural species. In some areas infested with Asian carp, the game fish population has been severely edged out and decreased by 90% or more, according to the Aquatic Nuisance Species Coordinator at the Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. There's a job. I mean, talk right. About the growth in government. There's actually an Aquatic Nuisance Species Coordinator, whatever. Okay. So far, the story sounds pretty, you know, pretty normal. No big deal. Okay, you got an Aquatic Nuisance Species Coordinator who says there's too many Asian carp. Okay, got it. However, here's where the wokeness comes in. In April, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service quietly changed the fish's designation officially, according to the United States government. They're now called, you can't call it the Asian carp anymore. You now have to, it's now called the invasive carp. Despite the fact the carp were originally brought here from China, it is no longer to be called the Asian carp. It is now to be called the invasive carp. Why?
Why is that, John?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Why, thanks. You might ask? Quote, we wanted to move away from any terms that cast Asian culture and Asian people in a negative light. Now, unquote. Now, I don't know how a fish,
right,
the 100-pound fish that eats plankton, has anything to do with Asian culture or people, but apparently, they wanted to move away from any terms. This is according to Charlie Woolley, director of the Great Lakes Regional Office of the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. Apparently, an Asian business delegation arriving at the Minneapolis airport encountered a sign reading, quote, kill Asian carp. It was a well-intentioned plea to prevent the spread of the invasive fish, but the delegation was, here it is, offended by the term Asian. So the Biden administration ordered the name to be changed. The move comes as other wildlife organizations consider revising names that some consider offensive, including the Etymological Society. There's a $5 word for that.
That's a big word, John.
Thank you. And I pulled it off. The Etymological Society of America, which this month dropped the gypsy moth and the gypsy ant from its insect list because that word might be offensive to gypsies, apparently. So there you have it.
Wow.
Woke cancel culture changing animal biology, apparently, now, too. I just figured this is my solution to the whole thing. Why not tell the Asian carp or the gypsy moth to just re-identify? The Asian carp could identify as, say, a sockeye salmon, and that would solve the problem completely. We'll take a quick break, and then I think we'll have Secretary of State Chris Kobach on. We'll try. If not, we'll take your calls. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.